ends now.
Capital 263.
Hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Try to make a bag of memory over and over. Hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Can I find a single piece of me? Game over.
Hello, Zimbabwe. Hi, guys. How are you? And yeah, welcome to the Hangover Show. And today I am joined by our guest, Sean. What's up, Sean?
What's popping? How you doing?
I'm good. So Dre is not with us. She's running late. So hopefully she'll join us before the episode is done. But yeah, if this is your first time listening to the Hangover Show, we... the show that talks about bowel culture and we... Why are you laughing?
Who came up with the title bowel culture? That's what I want to know.
Hey, is it not bowel culture? Like, no, it's always been... Like, that statement has always been there,
Of all the titles that you can
You're telling me you've never heard of bowel culture?
No, I've heard about bowel culture. Suck. But not the way you put it. The way you just put it out there. Like, it's different. It's so serious.
Whatever. Okay, anyway... We talk about bowel culture, silly.
Yeah, okay, bowel culture.
And yeah, we unravel it as we have it in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, guys, what did you do this past weekend, Sean?
Well, this past weekend, I was pretty much chill. I was watching soccer. Zimbabwe was playing
against
DRC.
And who won?
Zim won.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
How much?
2-1.
2-1?
Yeah, it was a 2-1 victory. That's.
Wait, was it home?
Yeah, no, it was away. They're playing home this coming week. During this week, I think. Yeah. I mean, yeah, during this current week. I don't know when. Maybe tomorrow, Thursday. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. I don't know. I think I lost hope for Zim Soccer. The last time they tried for World Cup.
weren't you like young by then? Because like, remember last year they were like, they had a ban because they hadn't paid the referees and FIFA actually banned them. Mm-hmm. So they were not allowed to participate in this previous.
No, what was the last item they participated? Was it World Cup? The captain quit.
CAF, like the Kosafa.
Exactly. Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm done with this kind.
Oh my! But they're actually playing good. Did you check them out this coming week? Try them.
I don't like soccer joke to that.
No.
So, no, I'm not going to check up on that shit.
No, you do have to check on that
Why?
Shit. Because it's actually popping at some point. Like, you know, for the sake that is Zimbabwe playing, and now I think there's more fever to it just because they're playing at home. And with the way that they played during the weekend, we have high hopes that they're actually going to win. So, I mean, fuck it. Why not?
Okay. I'm still not going to watch it. That's cool.
No, it's cool.
This weekend, actually, listen, I actually went out this weekend. Like,
okay.
Like, if anyone has been listening to the past episodes, I've been home for a while.
Yeah, I know. You always told me that.
Like, yeah, exactly. He knows. You know this. So, like, yeah. So, like, I finally went out this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hit the club. And I was like,
booty dropping.
Yes. Fuck your shit up. So, yeah.
Losing morals and shit.
I don't have morals.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like it's a bit too late for that. Yes.
Oh, my God.
So yeah, that's what happened. So it was good. My thighs were sore after that, but
oh my gosh, how low were you getting when
listen,
your thighs were
when
like
I
sore.
Fuck up the dance floor?
Yeah, yeah.
I fuck up the dance floor. You get narrow. Okay, like there's no rubber with that shit.
Drop that booty.
And I hadn't done it in a while as well.
Yeah, so you were taking it all out.
Exactly, I was taking it all out.
Nah, I get you.
Dre is gonna come through with the weekend calendar. And hit you guys up with it. I know you'll be looking forward to that. But yeah, stay tuned for the buzz, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Anosotia kana mukama mira diani anosumama mama mama pia kana mama kwete ku The buzz. So, today's topic. Today, we are looking at how to take your crush to the club and get some afterwards.
On a first date.
Is that a date? Can we call it a date?
Taking someone out to a club can be a date. Like, hey, let's go out and chill.
How do you go out and chill? Wait, speak closer to the mic.
Yeah, look, cool.
Yeah, like, what do you mean, like, go out and chill? Like, what? No. Like, Like, what do you mean? Explain yourself.
Well, like, you know how you have to, like, lure them? Like, you don't have to come out like, hey, let's go out to the club or not.
I will come, but, like, if we're going to go to the club,
yeah,
you might as well let me know.
Yeah, no, I'm letting you know we're going out. Let's go out. Mm-hmm. Let's go have some drinks. That alone is just the point where, you know, like, nah, we're gonna get fucked up tonight. Something is about to go down. Like, hey, let's go out for some drinks. Because, you know, we're not gonna go out for some drinks, as we put it. We're gonna go out for a lot of drinks. and we're gonna go out to the bar.
Okay, so you're basically saying if it's, you need to lure them first.
Yeah, lure them. Because you don't wanna come on them strong, like, hey, let's go, like, because some women find it disrespectful. Like, if you just approach them and be like, hey, let's go out for the club and stuff like that, they'll be like, hey, what you mean go out for the clubs? You know, you don't want to give them those intentions and shit.
First of all, who are you fucking with? Like, who are these bitches you playing around with? Second of all, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like listen.
Yeah.
It really shouldn't offend you. Like, I don't get it. But, like, also, I feel like it also depends how you as the guy put it across.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can still say the same thing, isn't it? You can still say, let's go to the club. Or, you know, I feel like it's just how you can still be straight up and say, we're going to the club. But I think it's just how you say it.
Yeah. So it all depends on how you're going to put it out.
Yeah.
Nah, but like, I get you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I feel like sometimes, like, as much as you're trying to sound respectful.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not getting to your point.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to get some.
Yeah.
That actually, you just might be
blocking. No, you don't have to tell her that you want to get some later. Just get a lot of drinks.
No. Listen to this boy. No, what I mean is, like, if you, for example, right, you hit me up and you're like, okay, do you want to chill? And I'm like, cool, right? And then you're not telling me straight up what the goal is for the night. And did you, like, in terms of going to the club, like, you're not being specific.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'm not, you know, in the club vibe. I'm just not, you know, I'm unaware.
Yeah.
And then we're suddenly somewhere where I didn't expect to be, and I probably wasn't in that vibe. And then later you're trying to get some from me. Or 20 bull. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I understand.
I feel like guys forget that. Like, you guys easily dig your own grave.
No, I know. I totally understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But, like, what I'm saying, okay, fine. Like, as you have put it, like, it all depends on how you're going to put it out. Because if I come on to you, like, hey, let's go out for a club. Maybe you're not in the mood. Like, what you're saying, you're not in the mood.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, let's go out, like, you know, just go for some drinks and shit. Mm-hmm. Then you'd be like, what you take me for? Mm-hmm. Why didn't you take me out for a movie? I'm not in the mood. So, it, like, I mean, you have to trick out. Let's go out. Simple, straight out. Like, let's go out. And then maybe, like, you can just, like, you know, ungo gonna buy Zaneka, like, small something, like, go out for, like, food. Maybe, like, hey, let's go. You know, just try to, like, lighten up mood.
Uh-huh.
Then, like, later on, you get the club. And then, like, already there. 1, 2 shots, 3 shots down
here. Yeah. I feel like for once, I feel like this topic is easier for guys.
Yeah.
In the sense that, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm not that girl who hits up a guy.
Yeah.
Like, okay, unless we're like, we have a situationship whereby, because you know why I don't hit niggas up usually?
Why?
It's because niggas fucking slack. Because I hit you up.
Who you been
and
fucking
I'm like,
with?
Ah, shut the
who
fuck
Who you
up.
Been fucking
shut
with?
The, hey! Club. When I say that shit. Right? And then, like, I hit you up and I'm like, yo, where you at?
Yeah.
And then you tell me things like, ah, no, I can't make it and what. Like, I hate that. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
So that's why I end up doing, because niggas are just like, oh, he'll be like, yeah, I'll come through and then do a little.
Nothing. No show up.
Exactly. So I feel like for it's
change your category of your niggas we be fucking with.
No, niggas in general are just like, okay, for us it's different. See, for females, they're actually like groups, hey?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
y'all, yes, I'm not showing you my groups, but yeah. like common denominator.
Yeah.
Yours is like it.
We shitty. We slag.
You said it. I didn't.
Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah.
So, yeah. have you ever taken your crush to the club?
Well,
and then, like...
I cannot say that I've taken...
Got lucky eventually.
I cannot say that I've taken it out to the club. You know, like when you're having those one of dry nights and when you go out with your boys in the club and you
just
chill.
It's called a dry night.
Yeah, like, because everyone around you is literally fucking with someone. They already have someone that they're with.
Yeah.
And you're the only one who's like, just there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go out the clubs and then
oh, wait,
boom,
so
you bump
dry
into
dry night
her.
With the boys, it's not you just being as boys. It's you being the only one without a girl
without
amongst
a girl,
the boys.
Yeah, amongst the boys. So you just jump out there and boom, you see your crush at the club. And then, yeah, it's actually...
Oh, so with you, it was you met her there.
I met her there. It wasn't my intention of seeing her there, but then...
And then what happened?
Oh, but actually, this is what happened. Because one of those girls... Okay, fine. Like, my homies girl called us up. And she like, yo, you got your boys. I got my girls. Can you, like, come through? So amongst those girls, I didn't know that...
She was a part of them.
Was going to be part of them.
Yeah.
So we pulled up to the club, yeah? And I saw the shorty was there. And we had a couple of drinks. We started drinking.
Marinating that meat.
Yeah, you know, like before preparations. Calm before the storm. Yeah, that's how I can put it. So then like, but actually it was, okay, fine. I didn't actually get some. Somebody, it kind of like switched and shit. Like,
what happened?
They started vomiting and shit. So like,
she,
ooh, got
she
rid-
started
of,
pe-
yeah,
throwing
like,
up?
Yeah, like, she had too much to drink. So for me, it was like,
yeah, once someone throws up, yeah.
It's like a fuck it. So.
Well, it depends, but like, yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah. But then if you get someone drunk, yeah, and then like later on you like get you smashed. Kids, you can only blame it on the alcohol the next morning. Like, hey,
what?
I was tipsy. You know, every what? Guy at what? one point every guy wants to do that. Like, blame it on the alcohol, like, hey.
But like, why are we blaming the alcohol when we both wanted to do it?
Yeah, no, you didn't want to do it. Like, you were drunk and you, like, couldn't, there's some emotions you couldn't, like, suppress.
What?
You're like, let's fuck. Like, yes, let's fuck. We're gonna fuck tonight. Then, boom, you just
but
gonna do
But my point
it.
Is, you both made the decision. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's different from a situation in which because I feel like when you start trying to look for something else to blame.
Nah, what, okay, fine, wait. What if he, what do you mean you both made the decision? What if he said no, but then maybe you just kissed her, right? Then she's like, yeah, activate
no,
it.
No, but like, if activate I said no, it. And then you kiss me, and then I say yes. Final decision is yes. Do you know what I mean?
Like, there's no such thing.
There
no
is such thing.
No shit.
Sometimes,
no shit.
Sometimes you just need that commotivation.
Oh, commotivation. So
exactly.
A kiss will just change
like
everything.
Like, you kiss me, right? Then my pussy be like, girl.
Let's do this. We fucking tonight.
So, like, at the end of the day, the end decision is a yes. So, still, we're back to square one. Back to square one. So, like, I don't know. Would you actually go pick up your egg? You crash and then go to the club.
Yeah, definitely. I would. Like, I would. Like, definitely.
Yeah.
Just pick her up, take her out to my, I don't know, where we're going to do it, in the car, wherever. Pull up on her. Let's go out for some drinks. That's the term that I use. Let's go out for some drinks.
Uh-huh.
You know we're not going to have some drinks. Like, a lot of drinks are going to happen. We're going to take some few drinks, but then afterwards, shit is really going to go down. So, yeah.
So, okay. But, like, what about that myth that talks about how, you know, usually don't get physically involved with your crush because it never ends well?
Who you been fucking?
No, hey. Child, this boy, I feel like you're not going to let this go. That's my point. I'm saying, you know, like how most people like avoid getting, you know,
physical
with their ex. Listen to me, with their crush, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm just trying to put with that whole... Because I feel like it's low-key true. I mean, I've had encounters with niggas I've crushed on and I regret it later.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I'm trying to think. Putting that vis-a-vis, you know, taking your crush to the club.
Yeah, yeah.
And trying to get some afterwards. Like, now I'm thinking, is that even a good idea?
It is. Okay, fine. Like, you know, there's certain people, like, if you have a crush that you have, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Maybe it was a flirty and they were, like, you were, like, okay, fine, you're, like, in that friend zone.
Uh-huh.
But not, like, friend zone.
Uh-huh.
It's not their deep friend zone.
Uh-huh.
But you just, like, you put yourself in the friend zone because you're trying to, like, use it as a attempt to suppress your emotions, how you actually feel about each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if in that case, I think you can actually take your crush out. You can actually smash. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow you also be like, yo, this happened. You can actually talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like literally. And it's cool. Mm-hmm. You fuck. That's that. That happened. Mm-hmm. Moving on. We're going to fuck the next time. That's definite. Like we'll fuck the next time that we go out.
So yeah.
I think it depends with your relationship with the crush.
Basically. I think it's just a matter of praying that the sex will come. Because I feel like if the sex does not to be bad,
that'll be very awkward. Awkward. Because you cannot even be go back. You can't even go back to YouTube friends and shit.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, unless okay, I you know what? I feel like it depends.
Yeah.
With like, if you're both nice people, you might still talk. But like, if she's a girl like me, I'm sorry. Why are we still talking? Like, you're clearly useless, my life.
You fucked up.
You can't do anything. You so, fucked like, up. Why are we trying to talk? It makes no sense.
Yeah. Nah, I totally understand you. But then, like, basically, like, what you're saying, if the sex is bad, then it's a no-no. If the sex is good, mm-hmm. then if you have so much confidence in yourself, mm-hmm. then kill that pussy. Suck that dick. I mean,
Beat
that shit up. We decide tomorrow, next morning, okay, uh-huh. for like maybe an hour or 5 minutes later, I don't know, mm-hmm. or 2 seconds later, mm-hmm. however you put it.
Oh my gosh, he's like, however you put it. So extra.
Yeah, so, I mean.
So, okay, so you think the best idea is to marinate. Clearly, because I feel like you've been mentioning marinating a lot. So just
you have to make it easy. Mm-hmm. Like, make it easy for you. Because, like, I mean, some people only gain confidence when they're drunk. Mm-hmm. Or some actually are flirty, like, but then the girl maybe is upside. Mm-hmm. So you just give a reason to just give it to you. Like.
So basically you're saying the only motivation here is alcohol?
No, not that. My tongue is my motivation. I don't know.
Yeah, well, as a rapper, I mean, you can afford to say those things. All right, guys. We're going to go into the trumpet. Stay tuned for that one.
Yeah, the drums, they swing low. And the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go.
Right, guys, welcome to the trumpet. The trumpet. Yeah. Okay. So, at what age or point in life should one quit the bower life? That's what we're talking about today on the trumpet. Wow. What do you think?
Till you die, man. Like, 6 feet under. This is the only time you quit bower life.
And you are out here laughing about bower culture.
No, wait.
Like, and you're out here saying, yes.
People should like stop pretending like, hey, I'm not. I really hate it when people think that going out like for bowers is so immature and shit.
Yeah.
But then like, hey, life is hard. You need to vent out at times. So mm-hmm. the only place you can do that, go to the club. Because like you lose your morals. You scream all the shit that you're feeling right there, right now. And
I think for me, like I hate it with like people that now in their like mid-20s and they're starting to feel like they're 50 and then they think things like, oh yeah, but I'm checking up and I'm just looking at it like,
who has,
you ain't even 40. Okay, shut the fuck up. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, they're going on. Like, what are you talking about?
Who came up with that concept of saying like power has like an age limit? All I know is like there's a certain age that you start going out for power, which is like 18. That's where like you're allowed to enter. But from there, it's
okay,
not
allowed to enter by who?
By the guys, they like you woke up, they be like, hey, how
well,
old are you?
If you're a guy, yes.
Yeah, girls. Hey, girls.
Some of us just waltzing.
Pussy power.
Pussy power.
Nah, no, but you smell it from afar.
Oh my god, it's niggas, gotta smell.
No, niggas are like vouchers. Even like, though you're hiding it, they just smell it. Like, hey, this is some pussy, so let it in. So yeah, I mean, why not?
But like, I don't know. Like, I think, like you asked, who put an age? I think it's us. I think it's ourselves. I think it's society.
Yeah, society.
I know it's so cliche that I always blame shit on society, but it's
no,
so true.
Society,
guys,
is fucked up. Society,
like, society has brain mind fucked us. Yeah, for so many years that some things are now we feel as though is that the norm, and really it's not only the norm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
like the norm is a relative term.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's the pressure of society when kana munhu are like in their mid 20s or like 30s, and then that's when they feel like okay, I can understand certain clubs.
Yeah, true.
Could be certain clubs at a certain age, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, I feel like in some don't have clubs. Like, do you think we do? Okay. Obviously there's some clubs you won't find certain age.
Yeah, you know what they do in Zimbabwe? This is the smartest thing that I've seen that they do. There's a certain age group that dresses a certain way, and in certain clubs you cannot come in if you're like wearing like certain type of clothing, so that's when they like, even though you're like 25 and you're still dressing like you're 18 years, niggas stay out. So I think dressing also like it contributes. That's the only time where they say nah, back up, because like to be honest, not everyone can afford like that smart formal, smart casual dressing. It's pretty much expensive. So
you don't need to have a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
Let me tell you something. You can see your bitch looking like some fucking slave.
No, with
if I'm to tell you which girlfriend and how much, you'd be amazed.
Oh, you fucking hit up. You fucking hit up with that.
No, I'm being. Listen, I'm being. All my girls out there, shout out to you. But like, I'm being honest. That's so why? Like, it doesn't take a lot of. I hate it when people think it takes lot of money to look good. You don't need to be rich. You don't need to shop in Edinburgh.
Wait.
You don't need to go to like England. To
wait. So why do girls like need to act like they're high maintenance, say they're wearing something that's cheap? When they pull up on you, they're like wearing
Prada. Do you honestly think?
So like, stop acting already, like you're high maintenance.
Already. Because I look good in this dress, you don't even care how much I got for.
Yeah.
Okay. So that whole, let's just scratch that out. Yeah, no one cares how much it is as long as I look clean in it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Okay, explain what you mean. Like, I mean, I get you, but like, explain.
No, like, why you gotta act like you only wear designer clothes if you can wear something from the thrift shop? Yeah, like you can wear something that's like $5. But you pull up on me, and bitches be acting like they're wearing something that costs like 20,000 or 5,000 or some designer shit. But then when you buy yourself, you buy like $5 shit. What? But when you were
in the market, guy and Rukita aim for. So you know what I mean? Like,
bitch is so fake. Bitch is so fake.
I'm trying to get myself a boxed up nigga.
I'm trying to
get there. Okay, so like I've gotta look the part, and even though it may not be like 50,000, my dress may have been $2.
But
as long as I look the part, and you think that I am the part, that's what I need. Because once you believe that shit, and once we fuck, and once you know I got your hook. Now I start buying my designer stuff.
Oh my gosh, bitch is so fake.
So like, yeah, I think they're definitely girls who like, I feel like, but I get what you mean. I feel like sometimes girls overdo it.
Exactly.
Like, I think for me, it's bummer drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're asked, what do you want to drink? And you're saying something you don't know how to pronounce, you've never had, you've probably seen an advert. Like, bitch, what are you doing? And like the worst thing is usually instead of doing your research on these drinks, you don't even know. When it comes, like a drink that's not even the right one, and you're just there sipping, acting like this one, then you look more stupid.
Yeah, I know.
I'm always saying this. If you're going to lie about a drink or say a drink in your head, at least know what it looks like.
That's when they embarrass themselves, and then they come at you like, hey, we should have power, because previous night she embarrassed herself, so she's not longing about that bar life. She's just letting it go.
But
so,
like, okay, let's look at this from another, you know, angle.
Yeah.
As much as we're saying who put an A, but how would you feel seeing certain ages in the club that you're in? For example, seeing like, okay, I'll use guys, because I feel like I'm more affected with niggas. How would you feel seeing like 68-year-old man in the club?
He's enjoying his life. He's living his best life. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, nowadays.
And this nigga is like He's got his money, so he's taking your bitches.
I know. Nowadays.
From your table.
Nowadays.
Because that's the thing. That's always the thing. Because most of these older guys are now at a point where Anne Marie Ektodar.
Yeah, I know. I understand. That's why.
So I'm saying, as much as we're saying he's having fun, are you really comfortable knowing that this old man who probably has 2 grandkids is snatching my girls that I've driven to go to get in this time of no fuel?
I understand the predicament that you're saying. Yeah, but then it's like, nowadays, if you see a 68-year-old in the club, highlight, he is definitely a blesser. That's mm-hmm. why. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. Society say. Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever considered that a nigga is just living out his life?
He needs.
I know. I know what you say. But I'm just saying, like, he needs some too. He needs to let the steam off.
40-year-olds that are your age.
No, he needs that tight ass, you know, that can still twerk. You cannot find a woman who's 55 who can do age. Have you ever seen what the kids of these days can do? Like,
it would be amazing.
I don't even know how they move their asses like that. Like, you're like, wait, what? What the fuck are you doing? So for me, it's actually quite amazing. Like, hey, I mean, if I see a 68-year-old, I just think he's just living his life. I mind my own.
So you're telling me you've never had a situation where, I guess you've never had a situation, so you're saying that, where you've gotten your girls taken by an way older guy?
Nah, it never happens.
But I don't know. I feel like, I think for me, it's like what I said in the beginning. I don't think there's a certain age, and I don't think it's right to put an age to Mafaro. Like,
yeah, true.
End of the day, our culture, guys, is to do things society doesn't expect you, or doesn't allow you, or doesn't think it's right for you to do.
True.
But I do feel like mixing certain ages in the club can sometimes tend to be a bit tricky.
Yeah.
In terms of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think in terms of vibe.
Yeah. I think there are some like older peeps that you find.
Because
in the club,
also, like, I feel like that's also pressure even as a DJ.
Yeah.
Because he's got old school.
Yeah.
And new school up in the house.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then there's middle school.
Yeah.
And then there's no school at all. What the like, fuck? Why are you even in here type of thing? Listen, you know, sometimes I get it. That's another thing. Like, I get into the club and I see this girl was my junior in like primary. And I'm like, why are you here?
What are you doing here?
Like, what?
Yeah, no, I understand. So,
yeah, but I feel like it needs to be for, they need, especially in Harare or Zimbabwe, we need to like get to start opening clubs that are for certain ages. I feel like that way.
They once was though.
Which one?
Red Forks. You wouldn't find like young. You know, like you wouldn't find like young niggas there. It's only like ballers, bad bitches. Mm-hmm. And so they always there. You had, what you call it? The other club that used to play Roomba by, close to Net One. What is, what's the name of this? I'm forgetting the name.
Is it Upstairs? Was it Upstairs?
Yeah, something there. By Net One Day.
Wasn't it Club something?
I don't know. All I know is like it mostly played like Roomba and shit. That's all that I know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I feel like that shit should come back, because I do honestly do understand where this topic is coming from.
But even
there are certain ages where I'm just like.
But you cannot chase those old niggas out of clubs like Pablo's, because those are the people who are bringing in business. Because young niggas out here ain't getting shit. They ain't getting that.
No, listen, already Pablo's. We all know Pablo's is market. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you're going to go in there,
you have to be guap.
Pablo's accommodates both.
Yeah.
To be quite honest.
Yeah.
But I feel like also if you're an older guy who's going in there, as much as you're going there to spend, you're really just there for business.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think. I feel like Pablo's, it's more of a, I'm going to pick up younger girls. It's not a, I'm going to go to with the boys.
Yeah.
With the 80s boys.
Yeah.
I didn't think so. But like, yeah, I do feel like we need to have more clubs that are, you know, certain age groups that, you know, are found in certain clubs. And I feel like that way it just, because I do feel like it's a bit more.
Well, I think the same too. But then, you also find old ladies in some clubs.
Which club was, I forgot the name. Listen, I was pull young. Up. I was in. I think it was Aubrey.
Every time I pull up to at Maestro's B, like VIP. It's actually popping. It has definitely like it has this VIP section. They like there are a lot of VIP sections, but then there's this VIP section that every time that I go there, I've never seen a lot of niggas in that section. It's always like older bitches and shit like that. So I'm like, hey, yeah, like what y'all doing here? Like, what is it? Really
I don't remember what the club was called, but I was on my old break. I remember.
Yeah,
and we went to this place. Literally, like I was like the youngest girl in that place.
Yeah,
like literally. These were like people's mothers, grandmothers.
And a go-go.
Like my hip go-go.
They also want some. They also want to shake their asses and shit.
This video I watched on Instagram. This old lady was like, "The key to aging old well is having hip pain."
Okay, fine. Like, look at like China's mom, uh-huh. Tokyo. Uh-huh. Do you follow what she does on IG?
No,
have you ever seen? You
should check. I just know.
Check it out. Like those who are listening and you know Tokyo, Black China's mom.
Does she do the most?
She's oh my god.
Like worse
she
than Chris.
She, oh my worst because she does those. She's ghetto. She's ratchet. Like she literally gets on her head, starts twerking ASAP.
Are you serious?
She goes on live, put the phone there, song is playing, wreck it up.
How old is she?
How old is Black China? Black China is what? 28? Uh-huh. 26, 28, 27. I don't know, somewhere there. So what? She must be somewhere around 50, early 50s or something like that. Late 40s, early
50s. That's
more or less my mom's age. Right, handstands, twerk. And she can actually twerk. Like, hey,
man. You're like, ooh.
Hey. Like, hey. Yeah, hey, yeah. Like, hey.
Sean, you're so naughty. But like, so like, yeah. But like, do you truly, before like, good next segment, truly feel like there really is no age limit?
There is no age limit.
Truly?
People, yeah.
Like for real?
Because people fake it though. Like, yes, I mean, it's rather you say it is grown out of me. Mm-hmm. Not saying that I'm now too old. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense. But rather if you say like...
What do you mean doesn't make sense?
Wait, listen. Like... You're not the type, like, you no longer want to go out, like, mm-hmm. clubs. Maybe mm-hmm. you're that person who likes pubs and grills, mm-hmm. like, you're home by 11. Mm-hmm. You're no longer that person who goes out clubbing all night. Mm-hmm. Rather say that it has grown out of you, like, you just feel like,
you're tired, you're like, done.
Like, I'm done that. Yeah, yeah. It no longer interests you. So, and rather than saying that, I'm too old for that. Because mm-hmm. You find a 22-year-old saying that, I'm too old for that. Or an 18-year-old saying, I'm too old for that. Mm-hmm. What you mean you're too old for to be clubbing? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So rather say that you have grown out of it rather than saying I'm too grown for it. So I basically in my own opinion and I just think like there's no age limit to say like you can no longer go to the club and shit. So yeah.
I don't know. I think for me it's just there's no age limit, but like stay in your lane.
Yeah, stay in your lane.
You can't be 60 trying to go like to a 12-year-old club. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, bitches.
Yeah, but I feel like, just I feel like for it to stay relevant, for it to make sense, and for you to even just enjoy yourself, like, still have fun, but like, just now knowing the age, just know where to go and where not to go.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I feel like that way, you've got more respect, even though you're 80, but you're still going out.
True.
So yeah, guys, stay tuned for the lounge unless you're feeling too old for that too.
Do what I do like I'm doing for TV.
Okie dokie. So, like I said, we're joined by Sean today. And the lounge is all about our guests. So, you get to shine. Your time to shine. So, this is where you get to tell us about Sean. What is Sean? What's your hustle? Like, who's Sean? What is Sean?
Okay, firstly, my name is Sean. That's my government name. Mm-hmm. But I also go by the name of ProSun. I'm a 24-year-old.
You also go by what?
ProSun.
Okay.
P-R-O-S-O-N. ProSun.
Okay, ProSun. Where did that come from?
Oh, it's my stage name, my rap name. But like, if you read the Bible, like in the
book, we've been biblical. Yes, whoa.
If you open the Bible, like in the book of Proverbs, Like, it always starts every chapter with my son. Mm-hmm. My son. Mm-hmm. Like a father telling
talking
you
to,
yeah,
son.
To your son. So I took myself at that son. Mm-hmm. And
so
yeah.
Who's talking to you?
God is talking. He was talking to me. He's talking to me.
Okay.
Oh, he is.
Okay.
So yeah, I took myself as that son, and yeah, I came up with the name Pro Son.
So you came up with it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So what's your hustle?
Well, besides music, I'm a rapper. Mm-hmm. I do rap full time.
What do you mean besides music, but you're a rapper?
No, like besides music, I'm a rapper. Uh-huh. Besides music, I also study telecommunications engineering.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So like, I rap, I do music. I recently released my third mixtape called mm-hmm. Born to Prevail yesterday. Mm-hmm. And
wait, is it a mixtape or an album?
It's a mixtape.
I'm confused. Like, how
it's a mixtape.
Isn't a mixtape a track?
No, it's a collective. A mixtape, you put it out for me, mm-hmm. in my own like understanding.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, a mixtape, you put it out when you want to like gain an audience, mm-hmm. like giving people what to listen to, what to, you know, mm-hmm. what to expect from you. Like mm-hmm. as an artist, you're introducing yourself to the world. So you put out mixtapes. Even mm-hmm. even if you are like an established artist, you can also put out mixtape to prepare people for what's coming. If you're working on an album or
so what,
gaining
is that,
more
is that
audience.
Equivalent to an EP?
An EP is just a short, yeah. Kinda. Yeah.
Okay.
Depends.
Okay.
Some sell their EPs, some don't. They just put it out as a promo project. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
So
this one that you put out, what's it called?
The recent one is called Born to Prevail.
Tell us about that.
Well, I recently wrote this one. I just want to like encourage people basically mm-hmm. on about life mm-hmm. generally. I know we living a shitty life. Mm-hmm. Like, trust me, life is out hard
life
out
ain't
here.
Shit. Yeah.
Life is actually hard out here.
Yeah.
So I wrote it in the perspective whereby I just want to like encourage people out there, like don't be hard on yourself, just live life, just give them a good vibe, mm-hmm. regardless of what's going on around you. Mm-hmm. Just know that you're here right now and mm-hmm. you're actually born to prevail. Like mm-hmm. you're here, you've made it this far. So I mean,
so what inspired? Was there like any particular inspiration behind it?
Well, basically my music, it's based on like real life events mostly. Uh-huh. Like 75% of what I write, it's if you're someone who's really close to me, you can actually pick up some certain things in my music. Like, oh, you once told me about this.
Because,
I want to make something that people can actually relate to. Besides it being creative and stuff like that. Yeah, sometimes I admit, I'm like 95% just being creative. Mm-hmm. I didn't fuck no bitch. I don't have a $6 million car. I don't have a Rolly or something like that. No. But sometimes, mostly my music is inspired about the real life activities that happen. I just want to give someone a good vibe mm-hmm. and just like, yeah. Encourage everyone to just live their life.
When did you start rapping though? Like, when did this whole musical journey start?
I started when I was when 2009. I was just writing by then.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was inspired by the likes of Stunner.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Nasty
okay.
Trick. No, by then Stunner was like, he is. You know what? This is the thing. We cannot discredit Stunner. Hey, he's an OG. Irregardless of the things that are happening now, he's scandals.
Yeah,
but we just have to give credit where it's due.
Okay.
We have the standards there.
Nothing.
Yeah, I know what people always do there. Like when I tell them like Stunner played a part in my rap, yeah, they be like, Stunner, what do you mean Stunner played mm-hmm. a part? But yeah, I mean he played a part. But we also have like Nasty Tricks. Do you know him, Nasty Tricks?
No, where is he from?
He's a Zimbabwean guy. He's like, he rapped back in November. Back then. You don't know it. Oh my gosh.
Okay. I may know like a song.
Yeah, they played a part. I would write, never actually recorded. But I actually started recording in 2012. Mm-hmm. That's when I started recording. I started off with a group. But then I felt like after a year working with them, we just put out like one mixtape. And then I decided to like stop doing music. I mean, not like
your own thing.
Yeah, recording with them because mm-hmm. like we had different agendas and people were growing more.
So, what is it about groups? Like, because I've noticed like most of the certain groups,
yeah,
don't end as a group. Very few end still.
Different motives because some people take this as just a hobby. Mm-hmm. To some people, okay, fine. Personally, for me, this like music is literally my escape. I don't want to sound cliche or something mm-hmm. like that. You've heard a lot of artists say music is my escape, mm-hmm. but for me, it is my escape.
But listen, so, it is. I feel like, I feel like whatever you
so,
do.
To some people, some people it's like a hobby. It's like a maybe once or twice thing that they don't do regularly. You get what I'm saying? So for me, it's like I want it to be full time, mm-hmm. like music. I want to put music up. I want to work on projects. Mm-hmm. Some were not even around. They were like in school, in essay, all over the place. Record your verse, people will delay, procrastinate, because mm-hmm. some are just not feeling it. Mm-hmm. So I just felt like, hey, by myself, I can do it. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like there was more that I could offer. So I just gave myself that opportunity. Instead of just doing one verse, yeah. the song, I just do all the songs by myself. And just,
so like where do you put, like, how do you, would you rate yourself right now, where you are at and where you're trying to go? Because I know obviously you have your goal and whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Where would you say, with where you're trying to be, where, like, where are you at right now? Like your journey, like, are you where you would have wanted to be at your age and it's this year? Or is it not going the way you have wanted it to?
In terms of music or
in
life?
Yeah, in terms of music.
In terms of music, actually, there's like a lot of growth. Looking where I started mm-hmm. and where I am right now. Because mm-hmm. currently, this late last year, mm-hmm. I was endorsed by Stuart Banks' mm-hmm. Autism Awareness Campaign. Mm-hmm. Whereby wherever they move, mm-hmm. I move with them during their mm-hmm. rallies and stuff like mm-hmm. that. I got to be an ambassador with them. So mm-hmm. for me, it's a step. I take every opportunity that comes my way, I take it as a step. Mm-hmm. I may not be filling up stadiums or being on tour, but I take every...
It always starts
small. Yeah, you know, I don't take those small things for granted. At least I'm getting noticed. So currently I'm happy with where I am because mm-hmm. I know there are like some huge artists out there who are mm-hmm. only huge because they are huge.
Yeah.
But they ain't actually... You cannot actually point out much on them. So I'm happy and I'm sure there's more that I have to offer.
So where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, mm-hmm. I'm going to be the biggest artist in Zimbabwe.
The baddest.
The baddest. I'm going to be the one, the icon. I'm going to be the one because you know how people be like, Zimmy Pop is dead and stuff like that. Like nobody's paying much attention to it. Mm-hmm. People are paying much attention to it, but then we like Kadat.
Kadat factor.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. to be honest with you, Zimbabwe is very talented. It's got talented artists. But then the thing is just we're driven by ego mostly. So it kind of like crushes the whole thing before it even rises. You cannot approach a big artist because you're just an upcoming artist. They'll like belittle you like, okay, what do you have to offer? They don't give you the time to listen to you. It's better they listen to you and tell you you're whack rather than be like,
whatever.
Because look at those other artists. Kasper, before he started, he had those guys on a pro and stuff like that. They would like tell them like, yo, kid, we're giving you a chance. A, B, C, D. They paved the way for him, the OGs and stuff like. But in Zimbabwe, I just feel like
we haven't adopted the culture of paving the way because we're constantly trying to be the top of the
ladder. Back to back, A plays. You're the only one who's getting A play on radio. You don't want to give other people a chance. Like, hey, you just fear that even some people you can check that this person is actually talented, but then they just don't want to give you a chance. So for me, I'm going to pave the way. Like, I'm going to be the biggest artist and now I just want to like pave the way as well for like other cats that are like behind me.
Okay.
But I'm almost there. I can feel it. I'm almost there.
So where can people get like your new album and everything?
My new album is available on SoundCloud. soundcloud.com/lights-on-guy Or you can go to my Instagram page at lilfish. LEL_fish and the link is directly in my bio. Or you can hit me up on my WhatsApp number 0718-580-480 and I'll send it to you.
You can cash to that number as well.
No, it's a net one line, man.
What's wrong? Like I'm trying to hook you up here. What's wrong with you, child?
No, they one money the money. You one money the money.
Alright. So we're about to play a game.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Sunday is the best day to
sleep.
Sleep? Okay. If the love of your life was a cocktail, what would it be?
Cocktail? Mm-hmm. How? Strawberry mojito.
Strawberry mojito.
Yes.
You have 5 words to tell us about your perfect weekend of fun. Go.
Weed.
Awesome. Yes. Yes. I love how that was the first thing you said. Like, yes, bless up to you.
Weed.
Bless up.
Weed. Uh-huh. Alcohol.
Yeah.
My friends. Uh-huh. Around food.
Weed, alcohol, frame.
Yes.
You have two more words. Food, one more.
Money.
Money.
Yes.
Okay. You meet the love of your life in the club. What would they be doing?
Looking at me.
Okay. Okay, I wasn't ready for that one, but okay.
No, she has to be. She has to like feel the nigga, like, hey, brother, can you just approach me?
Wow, such an egoistic excuse. Anyway, what would you would you rather party with Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
And why?
Have you ever seen Rihanna dance?
I know she's a bad bitch.
No, like dance, like it's not even forced, like it's just there, like.
Nah, she a bad thing.
Yeah,
she a bad thing. Whiskey versus vodka.
Vodka.
Cider versus beer.
Beer.
Rum versus gin.
Rum.
Lager versus draft.
Lager.
Okay, so the last one.
Yes.
Who would you fuck, marry, and kill?
Do you have any list?
Fuck, huh?
Do you have any list of names?
No, like. Okay. This is the people you like. No, this is coming from you. Who would you want to fuck? Who would you marry? And who would you kill?
I'll definitely fuck Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity crush.
Okay.
I would kill Beyonce.
Why?
She's I think she's just way overrated.
And Rihanna isn't overrated.
No, Rihanna is just chill. You can.
No, smoke. I love Rihanna, but I'm just saying. I feel like, how can you say Beyonce overrated and Rihanna is?
Oh wait. Wait, I take that back. I won't kill Beyonce. Mm-hmm. I'll kill Kim Kardashian.
Why?
She's annoying as fuck. Like, oh my gosh, no. Beyonce, I'm sorry if you're gonna hear this. Like, I love you today. Like, I didn't realize that there's Kim Kardashian.
Babe. He's like, oh wait, there's a dumb bitch.
Yeah, there's a dumb bitch. Like, yo. Like, fuck it. I really hate Kim K. Like, king
who
shit.
Who would you marry?
Who would I marry? My crush.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Who's your crush?
Do you watch Black Ink Crew?
Yes, Bondi Black Ink
Crew. Yeah. Do you know Sky? Light at the Sky.
Describe her.
Like the one she like small low key eyes.
What tattoos. Colors are her?
She changes really weak, but she got like
with, like different colors.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Think I know her.
Yeah. That's okay. That's my Mary.
That's interesting. So where can people get in touch with you? Okay, so like is the social media the same?
Then Twitter is Sean_ProSan. Then Facebook Lights on Guy ProSan. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming, Sean. I hope you had fun.
Thank you for having me.
Thank y'all for tuning in. You've been with your girl Lala, the best you've never had. Lala Machanisa on Instagram, one word. You can hit me up, send me DMs.
Slide.
Tell us what you
slide.
Want us to talk. Chat. Tell me what you want to hear, what you want us to talk about. And yeah, guys, I hope you have a great ass weekend. Do the most, have fun, stay safe. Stay tuned for the next episode. Love you. Bye. And now.
Capital 263.